The Vikings' Mediterranean foray is a more shadowy affair. It took the form of a remarkable and audacious raiding voyage led by a hell-raising naval commander.
I think it would have been an incredibly terrifying sight when you saw a fleet of ships coming around the headland.
He sent his boats south with the ultimate objective of sacking what must have seemed a tempting prize, Rome. Wayne Fisher knows timber, but that's about it. So when Sven arrives early to prepare for the two-day log castle assembly, he finds the foundation Wayne has poured is 2 feet short of the specs used to plan the build.
There's a lot of things that were wrong about the construction of this one.
Will Sven be able to adjust and get the log set, or fall short of assembling Wayne's dream home when America's Log Castles continues? Elizabeth Nelson had a problem. An investigator in the Spokane County, Washington Medical Examiner's office at the time, Nelson was in the morgue, looking down at the body of a man whom authorities had retrieved from a logjam in the Spokane River.
Spokane police are investigating a body found tonight in the Spokane River near the T.J. Minock Bridge.
He appeared to have been dead for at least 2 weeks.
It is too early to determine an identity, but police say the body appeared to have been in the river for quite some time.
He carried no wallet and offered few clues as to his identity. Right now, everything's quiet in the Bombalela Monkey Sanctuary. Bopa has arrived to hand out the vitamins, and Alpha Male Rambo thinks all the gummy vitamin treats should be for him. Once the fighting has calmed, the monkeys resume their normal activities and petting their cats. These elderly monkeys have adopted the free-roaming feral cats living near the sanctuary and spend hours grooming and caring for them each day. Tonight, 20 incredible women meet Australia's most eligible young business titan, and they will stop at nothing to get his attention.
I will do whatever it takes to make sure that at the end it's just me and him.
Ex-erotic dancer Gina is first up for the speed dating round. Bodhi doesn't fail to notice that whenever she's not talking, Gina is licking her index finger in a suggestive manner. For all of Gina's charms, subtlety is not one of them.